Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, Scott Zolak, Patriots color analyst on their radio network. Former quarterback, of course. Scott, good morning. Thanks for joining
Scott.
Us. How are you?
What's up, man?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good,
everybody,
man.
Good?
Yeah. Everything's really good. And to me, people are making a huge deal out of this Guerrero not being allowed around the facility as much, not going on the trips. Of course, Brady's trainer we're talking about, and Belichick sort of banning him. Is it a big deal to you, the new rules for Guerrero?
Nah, not as long as the team plays well and there's no rifts within. And obviously, I think some lines have been drawn, and I don't know if this is a rift with the medical or you have an issue with another player, but I mean, Thomas used Alex forever. He could just still see he plays at such a high level. And that's his new lifestyle. I think that's going to be the next phase of his life after football, is to, how he's going to take care of his body and sort of teach people the way that, he can still do it at 40.
Scott, what's Alex Guerrero's official role with the Patriots? What does he do?
He doesn't really have an official role. I mean, he's not listed on anything. He's been on the sidelines. He's traveled with the team before. But he's just Tom's personal assistant. And I don't know. I guess you could call him his masseuse.
If Brady likes this guy and they've got a business plan together and life during football and after football, what do you think led the Patriots to say, with all that being said about these two guys, it's best if we leave this guy behind for games?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, when Tom's right, everything's right, right?
Yeah, that's what I would
think.
I
don't want to disrupt that. It's just the rhythm. He's so maniacal, his approach. He's there at 5:30 every day. He's beating all the young guys in, and he's still doing this, and he still has that fire. It's just, I don't know. I think if you got other guys going to him and using him, and then maybe coming back into the building and saying that I don't want to do A, B, C, or D because this guy said that it would benefit me to do it a different way, I think that's where you would have an issue. I don't know if that's the case. You just have to assume because, obviously he's still allowed to treat Tom and deal with Tom, but I just think he's pulling back on taking care of some of the other guys.
You mentioned as long as there's not a rift there, then everything should be okay.
Sure.
I can't imagine that these two, with all the time they spent together, that this would be that devastating to Brady where he would hold a grudge against Belichick. They're too close to have something be driven between them, especially at this point in the season, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around these guys for a long time. All they want to do is win, and it's just win at all costs. I just think it's Tom looking for that extra edge. Not that he's taking anything or doing anything, but hey, at 40, when you take hits the way he does, you're still sore on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and it's just the ability to flush those muscles out. And just if you mentally feel better, you guys know it. Like, when you get out of the shower in the morning, nice hot shower, wakes you up, it gets you going. And I'm sure, if anybody's had a massage, you feel pretty damn good coming out of there.
Scott, is this Belichick's decision or Kraft's, both? Who do you think made the ultimate call here on this guy?
I think Bill makes all decisions.
Well, that answers that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this is Bill's team, and if things are going to be done, Bill's going to make every single decision regarding it from a football standpoint. I think, Mr. Kraft's done a really good job with the family, allowing, Bill to run things his way. And I think they have a great working relationship and respect for each other.
Scott, what do you make of the Steelers fans out there who are saying the reason why they lost the game is because of the ridiculous Jesse James call? I feel like the Steelers got robbed in that game on Sunday. Is that fair or foul? Should they feel that way?
I mean, they've been calling it that way now for a couple of years. It's, if he was making a football move, and I thought initially, that's a bang-bang play for me. We're all taught at a very young age. My dad was my coach. Hey, man, when you get that ball and you're near that goal line, break the plane. All you got to do is break that initial plane, and then everything's off the table. But we had this situation in a Jet game where Malcolm Butler punched the ball out over top of the pylon, the Patriots end up getting the ball on a touchback instead of it being, excuse me, a jet touchdown. And, I mean, you look at the Dez Bryant play, you know, the playoffs up there in Green Bay, I thought that was a catch. They want to take the human element out of it, you know, the indecision or the error there to where it's so black and white. And I just think, you know, we got to train young players that take care of the football, make sure you secure it when you go to the ground. Because anytime you hit that ground, that ball comes out, that's going to be an incomplete pass 100% of the time. They got the rule right on the call. But I just, you know, being a football guy, I just think you have to bang, bang, play it.
Gio Jones, it's God Zolak of the Patriots Radio Network, former Patriots quarterback. How do you look at the Steelers? You look at them as a real threat or a team that's just never going to be able to get over the hump against the Pats?
No, I think it's a two-team. I think it's a two-team race in the AFC. I think it's New England and Pittsburgh. I got a lot of respect for Pittsburgh. You know, with the quarterback, you know, been through for 500 yards the week before, and they just have such good skill people. They're doing some things different defensively, but not a ton. I think their front is better than the secondary, but I think Pittsburgh's got extreme high-end talent. They could beat you any day. And whether you have to go back down there, whether they're going to have to come here through the playoffs, you know, we'll talk about it that week. But I think Pittsburgh sure as heck has the ability to beat New England.
Scott, the way they handled those last couple plays after the Jesse James call got overturned, you put that on the coaches, you put that more on the quarterback. Ben said they didn't have two plays ready when they took the field after the call got overturned. To me, that's more on the coaches than anybody else. What's your spin on it?
I mean, you got a quarterback that's played a ton of games, too. I mean, Ben's a veteran. He's got to understand that situation. We would practice that back in the day with Parcells and Belichick. You know, it's that fake clock play. And the problem I have with it was where it was thrown, you know, in the middle of the field. That should probably be a fade route so that either your guy gets it or nobody else gets it. Back corner of the end zone, make a great catch or it's getting thrown out of bounds. And I think that takes some of the error out of it. I put it on Todd Haley and Roethlisberger. I think, you know, Tomlin was hurt saying, hey, guys, I want to do one play here if this thing does not get overturned. We want to take one more shot at it here before we kick that field goal to go to overtime. Because really, I mean, worst thing that should happen down there is you go to overtime.
Yeah.
Did you see Garoppolo being this good this quick for the 49ers?
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy's good. He's a different player than Tom. But he's real compact. The ball comes out well. He's a good learner. It's just, you know, when you go in there mid-season and hurry up and try to pick up a different offense, you know, that's a tough thing to do and to have that type of impact. We always knew Jimmy was going to be good. But you know, I go back to August when it was Brady, Jimmy, and Brissett, you know, here in camp, and now you got all three guys starting for different teams in the league. So they've done a pretty good job addressing that position, but you can't keep everybody on the same team. The money just doesn't work.
Scott, what's the Patriots' one Achilles heel? What's their weakness?
Third down defense right now. You know, the ability to get off that field, whether it's third and six, third and seven, third and ten, third and one. You know, Pittsburgh, I think they were 11
16.
Or 14 at one point in that game. And, you know, just couldn't take their foot off the gas, and that was part of the problem. But I think right now third down defense for New England is a problem in injuries. I just don't think they can survive any more injuries at any position.
Do you think that if Chris Hogan doesn't get right, that's going to be a big problem for them offensively? Because I see when, you know, Gronk's out, that's a big deal. But the Hogan injury, I just feel like when Hogan's out, Cooks just becomes a better player. Is that an injury that you're going to keep an eye on offense or not?
Yeah, because Chris is a really good possession guy, and he's a strong receiver, and he'll fight for the ball. It's just when you have everybody out there, it takes the pressure off everybody else. You know, all of a sudden, Cooks becomes your three instead of your two. Right? The big one, though, is Gronk. We saw that, you know, when you didn't have him in Miami and how that affects an offense and coverage. But when you have Gronkowski, Hogan, and Cooks out there, especially the two backs, Deion Lewis and James White, you can flex either of those guys out. Both those guys can run routes as receivers, and they're tough to cover when they're at full health, and I think that's the biggest thing moving forward.
Scott, you hear that story about a Pittsburgh radio host that said Brady was basically Barry Bonds and Lance Armstrong? Did you hear about that?
I kind of heard something about that. I mean, we've been hearing this forever.
Yeah.
You know, he was on the, in his Rolodex and all this and that. They're from the same damn high school out there, you know, San Mateo. I don't know. When you're that good, people are always looking, you know, to do something to whack it out. And I don't put much stock in it.
Scott, thanks for the time.
Thanks,
as always.
Scott.
We appreciate it.
All right, guys. You guys have a great holiday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.